Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go back to Washington, and specifically to Jim Clyburn, the great congressman from South Carolina. Jim Clyburn, one of the most respected members of Congress, and also the number three in the House leadership in the Democratic Party, which is majority party in the House right now. Jim Clyburn has been appointed chair of the House Select Committee on the Coronavirus Crisis. You know, there are standing committees and then there are select committees. And the Select Committee on the Coronavirus Crisis is one of the most important right now, obviously. And he just announced that he and his committee are launching an investigation into OSHA and the meatpacking industry. OSHA and the meatpacking industry. Under Trump, political appointees in OSHA, and of course the Trump administration, did nothing to protect workers in the meatpacking industry. As a result, the report is that 45,000 workers in meatpacking got sick with COVID. 240 of them died. And there were a total of 482 outbreaks in meatpacking plants around the country. And experts say that those figures may have been underreported by Trump. And I think it's about time we shine some sunshine on this issue. I'll tell you, you had supervisors placing bets on how many of their people would get sick. That's just sick in its of itself. They were ultimately fired by the companies, but only after there's massive publicity. Those companies knew that going in, and they would look down on the cutting floor and they'd say, well, how many of these guys do you think are going to get it? I think that 119 will. I think that 132 will. And they bet $5 in a case of beer. And then they stand back. You think that they're going to go full frontal to try to stop it totally? No, they did not do that. They did not do that. Trump suspended regulations intended to protect the meatpacking workers. And they even sped up the line, some of these companies. You know, you're supposed to dismember a chicken in X seconds, and you're supposed to end up with two drumsticks and a breast and two wings. So five pieces. And they stepped it up so that people were saying, nobody could have done it in that time, in something like 8 seconds or something. So that people were reaching through their shields, at least initially they didn't even have shields, to try to grab the chicken that just got by them. I don't know if any of you guys were fans of I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball, back in the 50s. It was great. You know, just watching it now, it's a very old TV show, very, very funny. And there's one where she and her buddy get jobs in a candy making factory, and they speed up the line and they're grabbing candy they're supposed to stuff with stuff and stick it in their mouths to eat it and all that. That's what they pay. But COVID, you know, there's no COVID in a candy plant back in the 1950s. So that is what Jim Clyburn is up to. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, Matt, good topic as far as the coronavirus and handling it properly. Here's something that's got to go up. Fox News, right now, as we speak, is putting out all this, how should I say, questionable information on Dr. Fauci. They're trying to make him not credible because he's flipping and he's flopping, and they're doing everything to discredit the people in charge of coronavirus. I believe that's a national concern for our health. I believe it's, again, an attack on our country, and they got to be called out and stopped. Maybe Jim Clyburn could at least make some, how should I say, proclamations about that, because people have to realize what they're doing to the minds of the listeners. They take the mind of a listener and they twist it, and they get doubt, and then they get fear, and then pretty soon the people buy in. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, no, I agree with you as always, but you've nailed a very, very, it's a sensitive and sort of an unbelievable target. Now think of this: if you could come, you couldn't come up with a more benign, unthreatening guy than Dr. Fauci. You know, Dr. Fauci is a gentleman. He's a scholar. He's a scientist. He's gentle. He never criticized Trump, even when they interviewed him after Trump was beaten and Biden was a new president and he was working with Biden. They'd say, you know, how bad was it with all the Trump stuff? He would not attack his former colleagues, the Trump colleagues. He wouldn't do it. Say, I'm not going to talk about the past. I will say that I'm very, very glad to be working with the people now. And for that, he got attacked. What I don't understand, and I understand it as a propaganda technique, but I don't understand how anybody with in good faith can attack Dr. Fauci to the point where he needs security and he's had death threats. He and his family have had death threats. He has security. He has security. He's a scientist. He's not a politician. And not only does he have security, but they were floating a meme the other day that he created the coronavirus. In other words, in Dr. Fauci's lab. There is a sickness in the Republican Party, and Fox News is desperately trying to hold on to people who watch them. They were starting to migrate to Newsmax when Fox News called Arizona for Trump the night of the election. And they were right. He won Arizona by a little over 10,000 votes out of millions cast. It was a brilliant call.
When Fox News called Arizona for Biden, though, not Trump, right?
I mean, Biden, I beg your pardon, I misspoke. For Biden, and that was, they were the only ones. CNN, the rest of them waited, you know, what, 7 days or whatever. And for that, they fired, Fox fired the political director who called it, even though he called it right. They are desperately competing with Newsmax, AON, and other these sites for viewers. And the only way they can get them, they're no longer a news program. The only way they can get them is to be even more extreme. And they have people, the few people they have, Chris Wallace occasionally does something right. The political director who called Arizona for Biden got it right. That guy got fired and Chris Wallace gets marginalized. And so with Fauci, they continue to attack him and they do it in kind of a covert, sneaky, subtle way. But why are you doing that to the chief scientist of the CDC? Why are you doing that? You can come on with other scientists, but they don't say his science is bad. They may say, well, he suggests a lockdown. We don't want schools locked. These are all legitimate debates. There are a lot of pediatricians who say that the social costs to 5, 6, 7 year olds of shutting them out of in-person learning is outweighed by the risk to the kids. That's fine. That's a legitimate debate. I say, however, the teachers, a number of teachers have died of coronavirus. That has to be taken into effect. These are tough issues. But to float conspiracy theories that Fauci created the virus or that Fauci did such bad things he should get death threats is reprehensible. Now, you know, the problem is in our dialogue in politics, people have had this debate. It's really gotten so strident that you have people, there are Facebook postings of jokes about Fauci and nobody seems to be doing anything about it in the Republican Party. Mitt Romney has stood up, Ben Sasse has stood up, Liz Cheney has stood up, but you have people who are simply bad people. Cruz, Hawley, Lindsey Graham, people of that ilk. And to say nothing of Jim Jordan of Ohio, Gates of Florida, Gomer of Texas, Nunez and people like that. You have genuinely people who are a threat to the United States. So, Bill, I guess what I would say, the only thing I would say on that is we keep up forcefully our defense of science, our defense of Dr. Fauci, and our attack on people who threaten violence. Violence is going to destroy democracy. You cannot have democracy when people are afraid to take a stand. Right after the certifications of the election, there were a number of very upstanding Republican secretaries of state, including in Georgia, and a number of Republican commissioners, including in Michigan and Pennsylvania, who said, well, I voted for Trump, but Biden won. Here's the certification. They got death threats. The Republican Secretary of State of Reffensberger, Brad Reffensberger of Georgia, has death threats and security. A commissioner, a Republican commissioner in Philadelphia, that's about as low life as you can get in terms of political position, not character. He has a great deal of character. got death threats. When people, they follow the leader. When Trump says the Second Amendment people should, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton, her bodyguard should be disarmed. When he gets up and says, you'll never win by weakness, let's go to the Capitol, I'll be with you. When Giuliani says trial by combat, when Don Trump Jr. says similar things, that is permission given to the mob. And we have a sufficiently civilized country in the Western tradition that we would not have that if that idea were not planted in people's minds. And then they just transplant it to Fauci and they transplant it to anybody that they happen to disagree with. Trump got beaten. That was the first test. Some of these Republican senators and congressmen who've done this have got to be beaten in the 2022 elections. And we need more Mitt Romneys. We need more Liz Cheney's, Ben Sasse's, and others who just unequivocally stand up. Adam Kinzinger, Republican congressman from Illinois, who all stand up. And I think your idea of feeding, and I will, to Jim Clyburn. I don't have a personal relationship with Jim Clyburn. I like him, admire him a great deal. But in addition to investigating, because he is the head of the coronavirus special select committee, in addition to investigating the meatpacking industry and OSHA in particular, rooting out the no good nicks, the rotten apples in OSHA who stood by and let this happen, the idea of going after who's behind this business of demonizing Dr. Fauci and demonizing the scientists is an excellent one. It should be passed on. Jim, Bill, thanks a lot for calling that in. I want to talk briefly about, as we come up to the break, I'm going to talk briefly about gerrymandering, what that's going to do in the congressional districts nationwide. And that's coming up. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. And there's a lot more of Matt Flynn Direct after the break.